BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
Wednesday Scott Mills Daily is packed with loads of stuff from today's show. Chris gives us his own personal guide to Middlesbrough, which is where Radio 1's big weekend is this year. What was that exactly?
Well, I think this was a great idea, and actually... I've gone a complete circle on this. I actually didn't think this was one of my better ideas, but people liked it, and now I'm thinking that the best idea is that we do more of these, maybe with a view to getting a TV show on BBC Four.
Okay, Rag and Bowman dropped by as well for another vocal coaching session. I like to get that extra inch out of the stars, and once you hear the version of Giant that he performed with my instructions, I mean, it's better than the actual track.
Oh, mate, it was beautiful. I would say you got more than an inch out of him.
Thank you. Also, Desperate Times on Bangers as I open the golden envelope, because never get picked. And Emily Atack does a magnificent innuendo bingo.
Scott Mills.
It's been so hard not to accidentally say it, but now we can. We, all of us, and Zara Larson, are coming to Middlesbrough for Radio 1's big weekend.
I took upon myself to do a little bit of research on Middlesbrough, because we love it very much, don't we? Every time we go there, we have a good night out. Mm. But I thought what we could do is learn a bit of the history of Middlesbrough in a more educational segment than you'll see normally on this show.
Okay.
I know, right? Done some research, and I can present it for you now. Think of this as like a mini dissertation, if
okay,
you will.
Okay, cool.
Middlesbrough, a large industrial town on the banks of the River Tees in North Yorkshire.
What's that voice?
I don't know, it's my formal voice. Okay. It's like how I talk when I'm on the phone to the bank.
Sure.
Not that I'm ever on the phone to the bank.
Hello.
That's what people say. Who's on the phone to the bank?
No one.
No one ever goes on the phone to the bank. The earliest recording of the name Middlesbrough dates back to Anglo-Saxon times. Cue some Anglo-Saxo music that I've managed to find here, Scott. In front of you there, press the button.
Oh.
Where Middlesbrough was called Middlesbrough.
This is made up.
No, this is real. By 1801, Middlesbrough had grown to the size of 25 people. Is this real? I might have written some of this wrong. It wasn't until the Industrial Revolution of 1840 that the population boomed.
God, Big Weekend would have been empty then, wouldn't it?
Yeah, like only 25 people max in a crowd. Although, everyone would have got a ticket.
Yeah, they would.
So, happy days.
And they could have invited all their friends as well from neighbouring towns.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Scott, cue the Industrial Revolution music.
What is this now?
Just hit that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Middlesbrough grew to become one of the UK's biggest iron and steel manufacturing centres, with shipbuilding on the Tees.
Actually, can we go back to the first music?
Speaking of ships, one of Middlesbrough's most famous sons, apart from former Watford legend Tommy Mooney, was Captain James Cook, who not only was the first European to discover Australia, but also Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Not the phone. The place.
I know how to say that now, by the way. People were texting in about it the other day. You remember we were talking about them? Do you know how you say it?
Hawaii.
No. It looks like Hawaii. It looks like Hawaii, but it's actually Weewa.
No, it's not.
Real.
That's not true.
Weewa.
Speaking of great footballers and football, sorry, I forgot the voice. The town is home to Championship club Middlesbrough FC. And during the 1966 World Cup, the North Korean team based themselves in Middlesbrough.
Is that true?
Yeah. That was an... Just fact-checking around here.
Not believing your own research.
Let me leave you with this one thing, Scott. I've already lined up something for you to do there. The Transporter Bridge in Middlesbrough is the only place in the UK you can bungee jump from a bridge.
That's so weird that you said that, because I've just had a tweet from Amy saying, if Radio 1 don't get Miley Cyrus to swing from a massive wrecking ball off the Transporter Bridge as a promo shot for the Radio 1 Big Weekend, it'll be a massive opportunity wasted.
Yes, that's so true. That has to happen. And that is my in-depth guide to Middlesbrough. Crap.
Scott Mills.
Rob in Chesterfield is obviously feeling quite lucky. He has just booked his hotel for Radio 1's big weekend. Now he's like, all I need is the tickets.
Presumptuous.
Clue me in, Mills. It will all become clear. But really presumptuous, but fair play.
Yeah.
He's got in there, he's booked the hotel. We've got people saying that they've really enjoyed your short potted history of Middlesbrough. David in Doncaster says maybe you could do a different town each week, doing each accent as well. I don't think that's advisable.
Maybe that's one for BBC Four as well. We should think about that. Can you imagine? Imagine I've got half hour a week on BBC Four.
Matty from Middlesbrough, he says, I cannot believe all the superstars are going to be literally round the corner from my house. It's mad. Yeah, they are. I know. Some people saying some of the facts were incorrect. Damn, like, that bother you, really.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Often, what I like to do is take some of today's biggest recording artists, stunning vocalists in their own right, but I make them even better. And I do this by shouting instructions at them, and they love it. It just gets that little bit extra out of them, you know?
Well, it's a technique. It's like if you get them to think more about the words they're saying, they will sing it better.
I mean, it worked a treat when I did it with Freya Ridings.
Where are you?
Standing on the platform, watching you go.
I'm leaving you. I am. How does it feel?
It's like no other pain I've ever known.
See, already a better vocal there than on the original track.
More meaning.
Did it with Derulo as well.
Who are you?
I'm that flight that you get on.
Europe.
International.
Okay, economy.
First class seat on my lap, girl.
I'm not loving you, man.
I'm riding comfortable.
And what do you know?
I know what the girl didn't need.
Where?
New York to Haiti. I got lipstick stamps on my passport.
That makes it invalid.
You make it hard to leave.
He loved it. I got a call quite late last night from Rag & Bone Man. Actually, really quite late.
Suspiciously late.
Yeah. And he was like, Mills, I am in a tight race for number one this week. I'll break it down for you. It's me and Calvin against Capaldi. Can you help? And I said to him, Rag & Bone, course I can. Just pop into the show tomorrow and we'll give you a little tune-up ahead of this week's number one battle. So Rag & Bone Man, vocal coach lesson at 1:40 this afternoon. All good.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Rag & Bone.
Hello, Scott.
Now, I know you just had to turn off your phone because your mum is, well, she's fully on to you at the moment, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Well, what's happened?
We went out for a nice bit of lunch the other day in Brighton. I bought a new hat and took her for a gin and tonic, and now she's blown up my phone. Like, right. Oh, what are we doing tomorrow?
Yeah. I mean, it was probably a real nice day out, but like you're quite
it
busy.
It was lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm quite busy, yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about the Brits, please. I want to know everything.
Was it
nerve-wracking?
Yeah. Even though I was only on stage for about 2 minutes, because, you know, we did this sort of mega mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really nerve-wracking because there was kind of quite a lot of components and I had to sort of stand there really, like, poised to go.
You don't want to be the one that mucks it up.
No.
That's,
exactly.
That's the key in that situation.
You don't want to be the Gemma Collins at the Teen Awards flying through the floor, do you? You just don't want to be that guy.
Definitely not.
You are on course to be number one this week.
Could be. Yeah.
It's between you and Lewis Capaldi.
I know.
He's just put on Twitter, Scotland's biggest export goes up against Scotland's biggest wasteland.
He's
funny.
He's a funny guy.
He's funny, yeah.
I heard he's not even Scottish, though.
Really?
No,
he's putting it on.
He just really liked Taggart.
I like, do you know what, I like he, the thing is with Capaldi, I like that he's bringing an element of competition back. Do you know what I mean? There's a bit of fighting talk with him.
Mm.
And I think it spices it up a little bit.
Yeah. Right, in a minute. Obviously, you've just performed it at the Brits and you have an amazing voice, but in my role as vocal coach to the stars, Jason Derulo, it's all over his website, he's like, it's helped him a lot. We're going to do a little singing lesson with Giant, because I always believe that I can get that extra inch out of artists, don't I, Chris?
Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting theory. I don't know where you stand on it at the moment or what you're thinking about it.
Some people are mildly offended. By the end of it, you'll be like, actually, yeah, I'm doing a better vocal now.
Well, I'm totally open to it.
Awesome.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And in this game, you need every little advantage, don't you? So why not?
Yeah.
Why not go for it?
George Ezra's done it. Freya Ridings, London Grammar, Hannah from London Grammar, Jason Derulo, all the stars. So, all right, we'll do that next on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Rag & Bone Man is here on Radio 1. Are you up for my vocal coach lesson?
Yes,
then?
Yes.
We're going to use Giant.
All right.
Your song with Calvin Harris.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have, like, a vocal coach? You're at a stage, surely, where you don't really need that anymore.
Pops doesn't need one.
Nah, either. I just drink whiskey and smoke fags.
Right, okay. Honest.
Yeah. Right, okay, so we're going to start the track. We're going to go from verse 2 from Don't Hide Your Emotions.
Okay.
All right, okay, so... tracks coming in. You just follow my instructions and you'll get more emotion out of the song, okay? Got a bit of reverb there, okay?
Reverb.
I'm feeling emotional.
Don't hide your emotion.
What should I do?
You can throw down your guard.
Good.
And free from emotion.
Who can we be?
We can be who we are.
Have I taught you anything?
It was you taught me something. Yeah.
What's that then?
The freedom is ours.
But what did I teach you living is?
It was you taught me living is. Togetherness.
Yes.
Togetherness.
Yes.
Togetherness.
Sing up, big man. What are you?
I am a giant.
You are. Where should I stand?
Stand up on my shoulders. Tell me what you
What
see.
Are you?
I am a giant.
Yes. What about my boulders?
We'll be breaking boulders underneath.
Good. You are?
I am.
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 What?
I am.
What?
Giant.
Yeah. Good. You are?
I am.
You are?
I am.
You are? You are.
I am,
you are.
I am,
you are.
I am,
what?
I am a giant.
That is yes. The maddest thing I've ever heard.
How did that go?
I think you just gave me an extra 20%.
Thank you. See, that's what I aim to please with pop stars. Potential number one, Nat, now. I think even more. I really enjoyed that. That's one of my favourite ones.
Oh, yeah, it was stunning.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Rag and Bone Man.
Scott Mills.
Calvin Harris, Rag and Bone Man and Giant on BBC Radio 1. But the version before was better, I would say.
Yeah. Well, this is the problem. You know, Calvin Harris is a genius, but I don't think that's the technique he deploys in the studio.
No.
And if he did, just imagine.
I mean, also, if you take the music out, if you just play this a cappella, one, realise how good I've got his voice, and two, what an excellent singing coach I really am. Listen.
Togetherness.
Sing up, big man. What are you?
I am a giant.
You are. Where should I stand?
Stand up on my shoulders. Tell me what you
What
see.
Are you?
I am a giant.
Yes. What about my boulders?
We'll be breaking boulders underneath.
Good. You are?
I am.
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 What?
I am
what?
A giant.
Yep. Good. You are?
I am.
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 What?
I am a giant.
Yes. I thought the energy was fantastic in the room.
Yeah, I did. I was too scared to play the horns, though.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Do you think it's time, or...?
Well, I'm ready.
I'm ready. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Bang, 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 bang. Halfway through the week. Bang, 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 bang. Greg, cleaning windows in Newcastle, has requested this from earlier in the show. Sing up, big man, what are you?
I am a giant.
You are? Where should I stand?
Stand up on my shoulders, tell me what you
What
see.
Are you?
I am a giant.
Yes? What about my boulders?
We'll be breaking boulders underneath.
Good. This is for Andy on the Isle of Man. When you try your hardest not to reveal the secret location of your festival on Six Music.
As you may know, we took the Six Music Festival to many different cities across the UK, to Manchester and Tyneside, then Bristol and Glasgow. And to find out where we're going this year, who's playing and how to be there, you need to check Lauren Laverne's show from 7:30 in the morning on Tuesday, and then we will be live in Liverpool, won't we, Helen, afterwards? Oh, maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Daffy from Cardiff? Who doesn't want Mrs. Doubtfire saying... Sean in Oxford wants this Inuit bingo, absolute classic.
It's called Ensaimada, and no Majorcan feast is complete without it. The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
And Andrea in Swansea wants Brenda.
You're joking. Not another one? Oh, for God's sake, I can't stand this. There's too much politics going on at the moment. Why does she need to do it?
Joanne in sunny but nipply Aberdeen wants Nicole, Welsh Nicole from our show. So did Ben and Kate.
Nicole, good afternoon to you.
Oh, my God.
When she met Eamon Holmes.
I couldn't understand him, so sometimes because of his accent.
Jane wants your buddy G.
Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why?
I'm in love with your body.
Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why?
I'm in love with your body, G.
And Jamie in Worthing has not forgotten about the O'Donovan brothers from the Olympics.
Yeah. We go home now and get ourselves into a nice bed anyway. Cool ourselves down a bit after that and
get a bit of steak.
The food is fantastic there. Like, you can have steak for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with spuds if you like.
Steak.
A little bit of steak. Steak.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Matt is loving the weather, laying his blocks in sunny Totnes. Mulroy and Dee, the crab fishers. Adam the gas man in Sleaford.
Got loads of messages now. Claire from Yorkshire, bumbling in the office.
Five Star Gap, says Thomas and Devon. Kane is landscaping in Southampton in this beautiful weather. Sophie and Greg on the way to Devon to get married tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Good luck. Do you wish good luck for a marriage? I don't know.
Good luck with
just
that.
Just have a good one. Natalie bumbleing her kit off with Gary in Edinburgh.
Oh, wow, there's so many. Kate cleaning in Nottingham. Yes to the Gap, and I love Welsh Nicole. We've got Dan, who's bumbling in the car wash. Oh, that's a new one.
Mm.
Ellie and Beth, bumbling in the office in Ludlow.
Reedman, Harry and Leslie out fishing in the sunshine.
Tom and Kingslyn on the way home, then Amsterdam tomorrow. And Nicole in Chelmsford having lunch in the garden.
Mm-hmm. Yum. Mm. Yum-o. Have you another dick back there?
Have you got a spare dick?
Yeah. Ed in Herefordshire, out in the fields. George on the farm in North Wales. All the farmers are on. Carly and Michelle.
Julie, the nursery nurse, dancing, bumbling hard with the two-year-olds in Glasgow.
David, so excited for Miley Cyrus. He's in Middlesbrough. Hyped for Radio 1's big weekend.
Sam, Dan, Steve and Slug building a garage in Midsummer Norton.
Jason in Peterborough, Callum in Kirkham and Dan in Bournemouth.
Blazing!
Scott Mills.
I've just put a picture of us and Rag and Bowman on my Insta stories. My friend Hayden's just messaged me on Insta going... Wow, you look really small next to him. We do. We look
me or you?
Both.
Yeah.
We look diddy.
I felt
he is quite literally a giant.
He is. I felt quite small at the time because he put his arm around both of us in a weird kind of way, actually, because I didn't really feel I could put my arm around him.
Oh, well, it's too high.
Too high to get around the shoulders. You don't want to go around the waist.
No. That was really awkward, actually, thinking about
it. Yeah?
I didn't know where to put my arm around.
Interesting you felt the same.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
I love her. She's not a snack, she's a whole meal. That's Lizzo.
Wait, what?
That's one of the lyrics.
Oh.
You don't listen to words and songs, I've really noticed.
No,
that.
It takes me ages. And then I love songs a lot more when I do listen to the words. I think there must be other people like that, though, just sort of enjoy songs on face value.
I think it's just you.
What?
Who doesn't listen to the words in songs? What are you on about?
Sometimes I find myself singing complete rubbish.
Well, I know, I've heard it. But just listen to the words.
No, I agree. It's just when I first hear a song, I just want to hear the song as a whole. I don't think about what they're saying.
All right. Anyway, that's Lizzo and Juice on Radio 1. The bit about the DMs, you get that bit? That stick out to you?
Nope.
No, you still haven't got that either. And Lizzo, of course, famously on Clara's show last week, came up with this absolute gem.
What's Scott Mills?
Love her. Okay, so I've got a real problem, bangers-wise. I have lost 11 in 13.
Mm.
And many people are now calling for me to walk before I'm pushed.
Well, I put this hashtag on Twitter earlier, hoping it catches on, hashtag pray for Scott. Even I'm sort of willing you on a little bit.
And thank you. I mean, I do appreciate it. Thank you, all the people that have tried to come to my rescue on email and on Twitter. I mean, it's quite patronising.
I like the people that are describing you in different ways. I saw one who described you as the Roy Hodgson of bangers.
What? Well, how would I know what that means? What does that mean?
It's not great.
Oh. No, but what does it mean, though? Tell me.
Nah, it's just you're a bit of a loser.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to put it back today. I know it. Bangers is coming up in 10 minutes. I have a good choice for you.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Cara, who says, hey, Radio 1, I just really need you to release ticket deets for Big Weekend so I can stop stressing because I am 100% not missing it when I live 4 seconds away from the park that it's in. Hashtag Radio 1, hashtag Big Weekend,
and
hashtag Miley.
Well, what we should say as well, if you don't get a ticket, all complaints, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
No, don't, because I get loads as it is. Cara, the details will be coming soon.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hannah's 24 and is in Leeds. Hello.
Hello.
Right, you've not had the best week, no?
No, not the best week at all.
What's
no,
happened?
Hopefully today I'll make it better. Newly single, so make of that what you will.
Oh.
All right, then.
Okay. I know, right, I know, sir.
Right, so, yeah. I mean, not wanting to jump straight back into another relationship, but what are you looking for?
Tom, over 6 foot, blonde, and definitely has a laugh, good banter, you know, usual.
Yeah. I'm starting to see this creep more and more into the game, actually, sort of height restrictions on what you're after. Seriously, not going to be fussy. Like 5 foot 11 is no different to 6 foot.
What's wrong with us? What's wrong with us? Five tenors, eh?
Down to the
5'11", so I've got to, like, when obviously I go out, wear heels, I'm over 6 foot. So obviously, with that in mind, do you know what I mean?
Oh, we've got an Us with Rag and Bone Man picture situation here.
Oh my god, I haven't seen it. I'll have to definitely look it up.
It's on my Insta story. We look small.
I just don't think there's much place for height restrictions in the modern game, you know. I'm starting to notice it more and more.
So 6 foot, blonde and good looking, right?
Exactly, and good banter.
Do you know what, Chris? Someone texted in the other day, some people are too busy looking for Superman to notice Clark Kent.
Yeah, someone said that about me, actually.
Oh, they
someone
did,
actually.
Yeah.
That's why we didn't read it out, because I was like, actually, sorry. Don't read that out, because it's starting to get a bit...
Okay, Hannah, I've got this for you on Bangers. One and only hit by Nico and Vins. They might have
not
had another
bad
one. It wasn't a hit. Am I wrong? Come on, Hannah, I need you.
It's right, okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
It would do. But I want to see, obviously, what the other option is.
Hey, Hannah, what are you doing, like, this weekend or the week ahead to try and get over this?
Celebrating my friend's 25th birthday, going out, doing the Otley Run in Leeds.
Oh, the Otley Run. I love the Otley Run.
Oh, my God. So, okay, so we've only ever made it to the 8th pub. So there's 18 pubs in total, so we're going to try and make it to the end this weekend.
You just got to be disciplined. Don't have 3 or 4 in the first pub. Anyway, listen, we've heard a lot of Nico and Vins now. Here's my banger choice. This one's for you, Hannah. This is you out on the weekend. Getting your freak on. Aggressively walking up on the Utley Run.
All right, then, what's it to be, please, Hannah?
Oh, it's a tough decision, not going to lie. Like, both good choices. But I'm sorry, I'm going to have to go with Chris.
Right, where's the envelope?
Come on, hashtag pray for Scott.
Where's the envelope?
Back tomorrow. You're not reaching for the golden envelope already, are you?
I am.
Oh, Hannah, we might have movement on this.
Right.
Oh, okay.
We've got one golden envelope, which can be used in the year. It's right. Only February, Scott.
Right, I've had enough of this.
Lol, if she doesn't go for the... Are you reaching for the golden envelope?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, Hannah.
This is... I've broken the glass for emergency, Hannah. You can have this. My golden envelope choice, the only one of the year, it's February, is The Killers, Mr. Brightside.
What was you like?
It's obviously a special occasion if the golden envelopes come out, so I'm going to have to take you up on the offer and go with the golden envelope show.
Yes.
Oh, no, that's not one.
Yes.
You didn't want Nico and Vince, no?
No.
One.
In a world where audio is downloadable, one man sets out to interview the stars.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my God. Mind-blowing.
One man is tasked to review the movies.
Now, doesn't that sound like a big bag of fun?
How the heck did that happen?
Hollywood's biggest stars.
Oh, no. Thor dancing? That almost lost me the job.
I'm Spider-Man. Find out if this is real.
And Ali Plum.
Let's get ready to plumble.
Radio 1 Screen Time. Download it now from BBC Sounds.
Absolutely reeks of desperation. That's what I think, and that's what Matt on Twitter thinks as well.
People are calling for me to walk.
Yeah, there's actually there is a bit of an uprising. There's a lot of people sympathising, hashtag pray for Scott, but then there is also a sort of uprising, a groundswell of people that I think are now marching angrily.
Are they rioting?
The BBC.
They're not rioting, are they?
It's getting there.
Oh no, not another protest.
Playing the music and I can
what
get
this,
emotional.
What's this?
Do you hear the people sing?
Here they come.
A song of
uprising.
It is the music of a people.
Yeah, turn it off.
What is this?
What I asked for was uprising music to the producer here, and this is what he came back with.
Scott Mills.
Oh, it's all on today, and next we've got Emily Atack, Innuendo Bingo. Hey, Josh.
Hello.
Where are you going to be enjoying bingo today?
At work.
What do you do?
I make metal sculptures.
So what will you be downing?
I'll be putting down the welder to listen in today.
Yeah, that would be so dangerous, wouldn't it, if you were welding away whilst listening to Innuendo Bingo. Can't be done.
Wouldn't be a great idea, no.
It's a health and safety nightmare, that.
I do think of this, exactly. Scott, these dangerous jobs that people are doing whilst they're listening to Radio 1. It'd be dangerous if you're laughing away.
Yeah.
Think of the dentist right now.
Right. James, you excited for Innuendo Bingo today?
I'm absolutely buzzing, Scott.
Didn't you do your own game last week?
So we did like some sales floor activity and basically kind of like the best salesman of the day gets to come up and play the game of Innuendo Bingo, and obviously
that's
they win a prize at the end of it as well.
But how did you get all the clips?
So we just did like YouTube, like the best of bingo. Some really good ones in there, to be fair. Yeah, just like a compilation.
Was that, you had the whole setup with the two chairs there and did you have a bucket or whatever?
Yeah, we just tried making it like as visual as possible, really. So we had like a massive kind of like a cordoned off like zone as well, wet floor signs, bucket, goggles, max and everything like that.
Mate, I'm so here for this. Like, some of my favourite messages I get is from where people play this game in college and send us videos or at their workplace. And we occasionally get these videos. And there's actually a few on YouTube that I've spotted as well. I was looking through old Innuendo Bingos and I saw these videos from where people have been doing it on a nice sunny day. I love it. I love that people are playing this game.
Emily Atack, Innuendo Bingo is coming up, all right?
Amazing.
Scott Mills.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
It is Innuendo Bingo on Radio 1, all new for 2019. And it's Emily Atack. Hello.
Hiya.
It's like the old gang being back together, isn't it?
Oh, it's so good. It's been a while. Is it something I said?
A lot's happened since then. No, nothing you said. Chris has got married.
I know.
You've been in the jungle.
I thought that was a pretend marry. I didn't
know. Why would
it be? I don't know.
That does not help.
I remember seeing it online. I remember thinking, is he joking? I don't know why.
You've known me a while now. Why does it seem so ridiculous that I might get married? That's not very nice.
Okay. I still liked it, though.
Yeah.
So Chris is married. You've been to the jungle.
Not married.
You're not married, and I'm the same as ever. Some things never change. Are you ready for today's Innuendo Bingo?
Yeah.
The one, the only, the original Innuendo Bingo.
It's Emily Atack in you in the bingo on Radio 1. We're starting over at BBC Radio 2, and it's the BBC media editor Amol Rajan presenting Drive Time. And although Amol is ever the professional, he is getting very excited about a particular part of this guest's body.
The really good bit I've got goes.
Immediately. You invited me to say that you've got other good bits, which I think I shouldn't do in a tea time show. Let's not talk about your abs for a second, because I'm going to come on to your abs.
Oh, it went down the wrong way. Oh, no.
Thanks, Amol.
Because I'm going to come onto your abs.
Sorry. Oh, yeah.
Right, we're in. We're in the game. Thank you to Greg, who emailed in this next one. It's over to Channel 4, and it's Jamie and Jimmy's Friday night feast. But it seems there's something rather unexpected on the menu.
This really is elemental feasting in the wild.
Back in the caf, our diners get to taste Jimmy's beanhole.
I heard feasting and went.
Why does that make me really hungry? That's weird.
Our diners get to taste Jimmy's beanhole.
Hey, Ty, did you just spit that out and then drink it again?
That's minging. The jungle's changed you.
Really has. Okay, next one. We're now going over to an absolute innuendo bingo classic. It's BBC Radio Norfolk's Wally Webb recounting a really touching anecdote about the late great golfer Seve Ballesteros.
And which leads me on to a story, actually, about the very much missed Seve Ballesteros. I remember that when one of the great golfers of history, I remember that for good luck, his wife used to kiss his balls just before he teed off.
Isn't that a nice touch, though?
For good luck, his wife used to kiss his balls just before he teed off.
Next clip.
I've just realised as well, I haven't bought a spare change of trousers with me.
Have you got a meeting after this?
Yeah.
Oh, you've done this before. That is a real beginner's error. OK, next it's BBC Two's Autumn Watch, and thanks to everyone that sent this one in. There were so many of you. Here we join host Chris Packham as he observes a squirrel storing nuts for the winter. And it seems for the squirrels the old tricks still work the best.
Then when it goes to the acorns, it picks one up, it gives it a little lick to get it nice and moist so it can slide it in.
Oh, wow. Oh. This is... Chris, your trousers are in such a mess.
Oh, it's so hard. Can you aim up, please?
I am absolutely
like every
sodden.
Time,
I'm sorry.
It's getting... like shooting down.
We need to provide replacement trousers in future. Right, we're back with Inu Domingo and Emily Atack after this.
Am I getting it all down
yeah,
there?
Yeah, every time. It's like you're just mainlining it down to the crotch.
Scott Mills.
Emily and Chris are sat real close to each other and they're both soaked.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, ready for your next clip. Water, please. It's a classic. It's over to Five Live Sports Extra Test Match Special. What a catchy title for a programme. And it's a show that's never short of an innuendo or two. Now, here it seems that one of the cricketers has suffered a very painful injury.
Maharaj bowls and Dawson comes forward and plays that back up the pitch. Quite interesting discussion going on with that question of whether or not the ball flicked to Cox's helmet.
You absolutely...
The makeup's gone. Oh, no.
We've hit something here.
But until then, the makeup was fine, and now the eye makeup is...
I might have to cancel that meeting.
Yeah.
James, could we?
It's fine, because as Scott said, we've got towels.
Yeah, because a towel is really going to sort this out. God.
On we go with Emily Atack, Innuendo Bingo. We're going over to BBC Radio Solent's mid-morning show now with Sasha Twining, one of my faves, and a show that explores the news and also the more personal stories.
Oh, it's all of that, yeah. It's a good nine and a half feet long. The girth of it was enormous.
I'm just now thinking about
Sorry.
It.
Now, I need to say thanks to Rhiann, who emailed in this next clip. It's from Channel 5's Britain's Parking Hell. It seems that there's a show now on Channel 5 about people parking, but then there is a show on Netflix about people tidying up, so that's cool. Now, it seems people get a real thrill from the challenge caused by bollards, as you're about to find out here.
If I saw an unsightly erection like this on the street, I would really, really like it.
this is getting silly.
These two are really going for it today. Oh, it's nearly over, love.
Oh. I've never seen you like this.
Well, that's a good thing.
OK, to BBC Four now, and it's Len Goodman's Big Band Bonanza, where Len seems to have discovered more than he bargained for in a sleepy Surrey village.
A load of big band musicians meet up every now and again in this village hall in Surrey and have a blimmin' good blow.
And now, our final one. We're going over to Radio 4. Unbelievable. It's great when the serious news programmes, they sometimes just slip one in. And we're now crossing to the Today programme on Radio 4. Evan Davis has something else on his mind, and it's not the radio show.
You're listening to Today on Radio 4 with James Naughtie in Edinburgh and Evan Davis in London.
Not even funny. Why are you laughing at that? Look, let's get this done with.
I'll put the water in the puddle
that I am sat in.
Oh my word.
I haven't even got any spare knickers.
There's an actual puddle.
Oh no.
We need one of them wet pool signs. No offense.
Look, look.
Oh, don't wait.
Look at it. Look at it.
Oh, it's horrible. This is horrible.
Oh, dear.
That is not a good noise.
OK, Radio 4. Ready?
Yeah.
Listening to Today on Radio 4 with James Naughtie in Edinburgh and Evan Davis in London. It's 8 o'clock.
And that was Emily Atack in Una Bingo, and what a triumph it was. Bring in the towels. Hello. Thanks, guys. Hello. Good work.
The one, the only, the original Innuendo Bingo.
Next week, we're doing the 24-hour lolathon for Comet Relief again.
Do you know what? It's only when I heard Greg talking about it that I realised it all sort of kicks off from tomorrow morning, doesn't it? And it's mad to think that it is next week. I am so excited for it.
Hang on, is it this time
Wednesday,
next week?
Yeah, Wednesday?
It's this time next week. Oh, my word.
We have a lot to do.
That has really crept up on us. So Radio 1's 24-hour lolathon for Red Nose Day begins next Wednesday at 1 p.m.
We just need everyone to get involved in this. This is one of those that we obviously going to be doing it for 24 hours, but any way that you can help us, and we're going to be talking about this a lot over the next week, but also just like whack it in the diary now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Let's make this a real thing.
We walked a horse into a bar this, 2 years ago, that was.
That was amazing.
But it's official. We've agreed to do it all over again. No sleep. Loads of celebrity guests.
Loads of jokes.
Back-to-back jokes. And 24 hours of us. And lol at bbc.co.uk if you want to send a joke. I love it.
Oh, we've got that.
It's got an own email.
See, every day something new happens. It's getting exciting. So what's that? So people sending jokes how? Lol.
Lol at bbc.co.uk.
Yes.
It's on. You're going to love it.
Scott Mills.
We have a spare cockerel that needs naming. What idiot in your life deserves to be named after this cock? Loads of people are nominating themselves for this. Like Sam, who, I mean, he wasn't that nice to the girl he was dating. He kind of dumped her in the wrong way and now feels bad about it, you know?
Yeah. I quite respect the self-nominations for this.
Yeah. Our listener Mary has got a spare cockerel that needs a name. Chloe, can you help?
Hello, I can definitely help.
Who's your nomination?
A guy called Mike, my ex-boyfriend.
What's Mike done?
Dumped me on Valentine's Day.
What an idiot.
Just a bit, yeah.
Yeah, what a cockerel.
Definite cockerel.
So, I don't want to upset you or anything, but what led to that? Because surely you do it before Valentine's Day or afterwards. Do you know what I mean? Did something happen on Valentine's Day?
No. Well, he's kind of a bit of a commitment phobe. So we were seeing each other for 3 months or so and decided that he didn't know what he wanted. So gave him a bit of space. We were meant to talk at the end of this month. And then on Valentine's Day, he asked me out for dinner. So I thought obviously something positive would come of that. And boy, was I wrong.
So he used Valentine's night dinner for the dumping.
For sure, yeah. Turned up with a massive bunch of roses for me. And then we sat and had dinner, and then, yeah, he told me he didn't want to be with me anymore. So the most humiliating thing was there was a couple sitting in the pub with us, and they could obviously tell that I was being dumped because it was very frosty and obviously awkward silences. So, yeah, pretty humiliating.
So he brings you flowers and then dumps you on Valentine's Day.
That's right.
Hate the word dumped as well. I've been thinking this for a while because we talk a lot about these types of stories. We need another phrase for it. Laid off. You know, do you know what I mean?
Let go.
Yeah, just I'm sorry, I'm letting you go. Can we find a new phrase for it, please?
Yeah.
And all start using it. Because dump, you don't deserve to be dumped. I can hear you're a lovely person.
Oh, thanks.
Also, one more quick question. When you say you had a meeting scheduled for later in the month to discuss it, what was that? You set a date on like whether this was going to move forward or not?
Summit.
Yeah,
like a Kim Jong-un and Trump summit.
Yeah, so I had I'd bought us tickets to go to the Brighton Tattoo Convention. So we were going to go together. And actually, on Valentine's Day, he had the cheek of asking me if I would still take him.
Nah, you're best off without.
Yeah, for sure.
Any more nominations, let me know. 81199, we've got a cockroach, it needs a name.
Scott Mills.
Good afternoon, David, who says, Scott, Chris, it's my 27th birthday today. It's only right I found out where I was made over the radio. David, somebody will be calling you back for a future edition of Where Do You Think They Were? Think about it. At one point, your parents did have to do it. That's why you're here. And on average, about 250 babies are born every single minute. Globally.
It's not nice to think of it like that. However, it's almost a celebration of why we're all here.
Yeah. So, if you'd like to be on Where Do You Think They Were, which is on tomorrow at 1:40, it's just the beautiful tale of your parents making sweet, sweet love and your arrival on the planet.
And also, we will throw massive respect at you for coming on and doing this, because, do you know what, I wouldn't like to be in your position, but we do need people like you to make this show what it is.
I just need you and one of your parents to give us the details. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Maddie's got her first gig tonight, haven't you?
Hiya! Hiya, Scott! Hi!
Hey.
Right, so you're 14.
Yeah.
Who are you going to see?
21 Pilots!
21 Pilots for a first gig is pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I cannot wait.
Yeah, that's going to be rowdy as.
Yeah.
Where is it?
I'm in Birmingham.
In Birmingham tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, report back to us tomorrow, all right?
Yeah.
Enjoy!
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1, and another listener will find out how they were made from one of their parents at 1:40 on Where Do You Think They Were?
Scott Mills.